A tornado is dangerous, very dangerous, because, you know, it goes through one of these kind of things. And sometimes there's a warning, and sometimes there's not a warning. Excuse me, you and your sister going to play with that?
Ow!
Do you have the cards? You need the cards. The cards in that drawer also. But listen, be careful and keep them all intact, okay, babe? Check one of them, babe, because I just put them in there. The one in this door over here. But you see, you get a warning with a hurricane. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. All of a sudden, one minute, the sun is shining. You know, it's a beautiful night, shining, sunny day. And all of a sudden, you get a dark cloud. You know, it's lightning and thundering, you know. And it goes on like this continuously, sometimes 2 or 3 hours, you know, because we get our weather report. You know, an interruption, this is an interruption to inform you that Hillsborough County, Pinellas County will be up under hurricane for X number of hours, so be on the lookout for further notice, blah, 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 that. So, in the meantime, when it really gets bad, some people, they put tape across their windows. I normally do that sometimes, so in case anything, and you know, the wind is very forceful also. So you have a combination of strong wind, a lot of lightning and thunder, and a lot of heavy rain. And sometimes the rain, what they call it, hail. You know, hail when the rain,
yeah.
Likes, like, you know, just like ice. And sometimes it comes down like that.
Mommy's on the car.
No, baby, I brought a, it's a deck there. You have to look closely. Well, take some more stuff out. And when it gets like that, I draw my drapes and I tape the one, you know, this big picture window here, I tape it. So in case glass splatters, you know, too much of it won't splatter. At least the tape is able, you know, to support some of it. And I'd be staying, you know. keep quiet, children, you know. And I pull everything out of the sock. I don't know if that's old folks, you know. But normally this is the way the weather is. And sometimes it rains that you can't eat. The rain is so thick and so forced, but you can't hardly see it in front of you. You know, sometimes you have to pull over to the side and, you know, wait till it slows down, whatever it decides to slow down, then take off. And when it gets like that, you don't get me in nobody's car. I wouldn't even drive from here to the school or from here to the corner for nothing.
You live
at
the corner.
So, sometimes it gets pretty scary.
Okay. Yeah, are there any words like for policemen and firemen that are either like good or bad?
Okay.
You know, like,
okay, normally.
Slang terms?
Yeah.
Like that?
I don't know about the firemen, but it's all over. A bad cop, you pig. A way that we, the black people used to refer to him as Charlie, or Mr. Do-Right.
Okay, great, yeah.
And,
Chrissy is Charlie, Mr. Do-Right.
Pig is, nationwide, mm-hmm. That's the term that people use, nationwide. And since, you know, while working in that office, you know, some of the complaints that I've gotten, and I've to myself, I go in the bathroom, I call them, some more names, you know, add a little bit more descriptive adjectives to what was put, you know, in the statement. But normally, that's what we refer to, yep, Charlie, Mr. Do-Right.
That's a new one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because the name Mr. Do-Right came about, you know, they're the epitome of righteousness, the epitome of innocence, the epitome of everything is good.
Walking on water and all that, yeah.
There you go, you know, the epitome of anything that is good. And then you're going to find it's not. But this is what they profess.
Mm-hmm.